Welcome to Joyful Marketing. I'm Simone Soul, and I teach you how to get your life coaching practice fully booked without having to pay for ads, buy Instagram followers, or complicated sales funnels. It's not rocket science, and you can do it too. Listen on to find out how.
Hey friends, today I have the special, exquisite pleasure of bringing to you a conversation with my very first life coach ever, under whose guidance I quit my day job for the first time ever and transitioned into entrepreneurship for the first time ever. Her name is Michelle Ward, and she has been in the business, obviously, for a long time, over a decade. She is a consistent multi-six-figure earner. She has helped to launch the career of new luminaries like, well, me, and also Alexandra Franzen, Tiffany Han, Esme Wang, Lauren Alta, among so many others. She's been featured on Forbes, Newsweek, New York Magazine, USA Today. The list goes on and on. She's the author of two books. One of the most valuable things to me when I was just starting out in building my coaching business was being able to hear two coaches who are at a really high level talk shop. And throughout this conversation, you're going to hear how Michelle, who's in like her 12th year of business and is very well established in the field, you're going to hear how she's problem solving about her business and her own mind drama stuff and the kind of difficult decisions that she's still making when she's already working at such a high level. And I'm going to talk about, you know, my experiences as well. For so many of us in the coaching industry who are fairly new to the scene, fairly new, like in their first 2-3 years of building their business, we don't have this perspective like, we're going to be at this for a while. We're going to be building our business for decades. I mean, that's the whole idea, right? We want to build something that we can sustain for a long time, but we don't often have this long view, right? We don't operate from this assumption of like, I'm going to be experimenting and iterating for not just the next 2 years, but in the 10 years and 20 years to come. And that can make us a little bit short-sighted. So I really invite you to listen to the following conversation with this perspective that, oh, I'm committing to a life of entrepreneurship means that I got to make this whole, you know, experimenting and trying things and learning a way of life. And it's going to continue being this way, even when I'm making multiple six figures, $1 million and beyond, right? So specifically, you know, today we're going to cover some really interesting things. Like Michelle's going to share her story of how after over 10 years, she's choosing to simplify her business and give up incredibly lucrative offers that make her tons of money and sell out all the time. It's not hard for her to keep selling them, but she's going to stop selling them anyway. Why? She's going to tell us. And we're going to talk about why pursuing the path of ease is the best way to scale and why it can be so hard for overachievers to let things be easy. And we're also going to talk about when's the right time to stop doing one-on-one coaching and scale to group and why you shouldn't necessarily rush to get there. We're going to talk about why diversifying your income stream in a coaching business might have been a good strategy in the past, but maybe not so much anymore. And so many other things about what it takes to succeed in the coaching industry, our thoughts about the future of the industry, and just all the bumps on the roads that we've both been on, all the stuff I wish I could have been a fly on the wall for to be able to hear when I was starting out. I hope that you're going to enjoy this conversation and walk away with such a renewed, such a longer term perspective that allows you to really love and enjoy where you are in your business building right now and focus on the right things that are going to set you up on a really successful path to be able to scale. Presenting to you, Michelle Ward.
So we're here to talk about what it's like to be in the game for over 10 years. And so let me just ask you, why are you burning everything down?
Okay, burning everything down. It's funny because I've been saying I'm folding the When I Grow Up coach, and I'm launching 90-day business launch. It's its own business. And my friends who are big name coaches who are part of my own little mastermind, they're like, no, that language seems like When I Grow Up coach failed. Like, it's not about folding. It's not about...
Oh, sorry, just for context. So Michelle's brand for like 10 years was when I grow up coach.
Yes.
It's exactly what it sounds like. Yes. She helps you figure out what you do when you grow up, but not anymore because that's not happening.
So here's what's interesting, right? Like I launched that and give the super quick timeline. That was what I launched back in 2008. I've been full-time as When I Grow Up coach since March of 2010. And
that was like a million years ago in internet
time. It was a million years ago. Oh, people hear that and they're like, oh, were dinosaurs like walking on your blog back then? You know, and they'll tell me
Was there internet back then? We don't know.
Internet went beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, like insert AOL sound here. You know, and it's funny, people say like, oh, what would have changed about the way you marketed your business? And I was like, everything? What are you, back then it was like blog comments and Twitter, you know,
that's, oh my God, blog comments.
Going blog comments and Twitter was how you market yourself. Not so much anymore. So I launched it in 2008. I was working as an executive assistant for a financial consulting company. I got certified as a life coach. I got engaged. I got married. 2 years and 7 months later, I left my job in March of 2010. I said, I've saved up 5 months severance. I've been working in this business for 2 years. I think I have a pretty strong foundation under me. Let me see how this goes. And knock on wood, I have not had to look back since then. And really,
we're not going
to
knock on wood. That's like,
knock on wood. Okay, good. Thank you. I will not knock on wood. I take it back. And it felt stupid. It felt silly. Like in the middle of the recession, I was going into my very stable job that gave me $60,000 a year plus a bonus, feeling like, I'm going to go be the When I Grow Up coach. And it just felt like, oh my God, what am I doing? And also, oh my God, this is what I have to do. I can't do anything else. I have to try. I have to put myself out there. If I knew anything, it was that I was very employable. And I was like, it doesn't work and I need to go back. Just find another job. But I didn't need to do that. And really, I found my niche, my specialty, my people in working with creative women to help them discover, launch, or build their dream businesses. That's what they came to me for. I realized that pretty early on. And I created everyone to serve, you know, the women in these three buckets. You want to discover your dream business, launch your dream business, build your dream business. And first it started as career coaching, and it took me a few years, you know, to even kind of say, no, it's not about traditional careers. And someone comes to me and, you know, wants resume help. It's like, I'm not your person. I'm here to speak to the business aspect of things. And in 2016, I launched a program called 90 Day Business Launch with my friend League. It's my friend who's a colleague. Her name is Laura Sims of Your Career Homecoming. Shout out to Laura. She's amazing. And we joined forces and said, what we were finding as career coaches back then was, people just wanted to be told what to do. And we were in the game for so long. I feel like I'm on The Wire. I just finished binging The Wire. And I feel like as we talk about The Game, was in The Game so long. We were both in The Game so long at that point. Like we could see, and your kind words are so sweet. Like I saw with you what was possible, where you could go, what you could do. And I'm able to see that so often for my clients that to try to hold that back or to try to get them to get there, but not, like, what if we just told them, okay, give us a dump of everything in your head around your business and we're going to extract the good parts and see the connecting threads. We're going to deliver to you a business plan that is going to give you your business name and your elevator pitch and your first offer and your pricing and your marketing plan and all those pieces that
every... It's like starting a business in a box.
Yes, but personalized, right? So like customized.
Yeah, so
good. Then an action plan of like, do this month one, do this month two, do this month three. And we did that kind of in a vacuum where it was just me and her for this group of, I think, 10 women or 20 women. And we charged a stupidly low amount of money just to see like, will this work? What happens? And it worked really well. It sold out super quickly. We were really good at it. We realized what we needed was more follow-up. So it turned into like, okay, it goes beyond just giving you the plan. Now we're going to be with you for the 90 days and help you launch. So we ran it that way until the end of 2017. And then she said to me, Michelle, my business is going in a different direction. I just want to go all in on this one program that I'm doing. I need to stop. I need to pull myself out of 90 Day Business Launch and you have my blessing to do whatever you want to with it. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this alone. I don't want to touch it. Like I did not want to take what we were doing together and do it by myself. I was not interested. And so I was about to throw it away. And my amazing business coach at the time, Lena West, what up, Lena? was like, no, I'm not allowing you to do this because there's a big hole in your business. I had a program at the time called Discover Your Dream Business that pretty much no one was buying, but I really wanted them to. I was really forcing it. And then I had a program called Build Your Client Base, and I needed the launch piece in the middle, but I was about to throw it out because I was just like, no, I don't want to do it by myself. And she's like, not so fast. How can this work? Or it's you and your client. What can you do? So we figured it out. And in early 2018, I picked it up by myself. I offered it mostly one-on-one, put the price point fairly high, and was on a wait list continuously, was selling out before I could even put spots up. It was obvious that the value was there. People got it. And the women who really saw that vision of, I know I could be an entrepreneur and I know this is a business I want to start. I just know that I need the clarity and the accountability and the follow through and the plan to get there. Like, here, take my money. Mm-hmm. And I realized probably about 6 months ago that if I really put all my eggs in the 90-day business launch basket, and I was really yearning to streamline my business, and at some points I was running 5 programs at a time.
That's a lot.
And my marketing, my marketing message was all over the place because sometimes I'm talking about discovering your dream business, and sometimes I'm talking about launching, and sometimes I'm talking about building. I said, oh my gosh, what if I just focus on the launch piece? And I think if I rework this so that it becomes a group program, so I could serve at this point 20 women at a time, we go through this work together, I could lower the price point for them, I could still do one-on-one for anyone who wants, but I think I could help launch 1,000 businesses in 8 years. And I went, like, game over. That's what I want to do. Like, so obvious.
So simple and elegant now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, thank you. Oh, yes. Yes. And it was just also really apparent. I had a former client, you know, like pretty much the day before I made my decision, it was kind of simmering in my head. I had a former client email me introducing me to someone she knew and said, oh, I want to introduce you to so-and-so. She said today that she doesn't know what she wants to be when she grows up. And I was like, you have to talk to Michelle. And I was just like, I can't help you. I don't do that anymore.
Oh, wow.
So it just became so apparent that this isn't, it's not who I am. It's not what I do. It's not, it's just, okay. It's not.
What I want everybody to like pay attention to in this epic story is just like listen to how Michelle was treating her business constantly like this one big experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because like she's like over 10 years in and she's like, let me try this. Is this going to work? Is that going to work? Let me introduce it like this and see the response and then refine it afterwards, right? Because I think what so many people think is that if I just get the perfect offer and the perfect niche and the perfect tagline and the perfect and all set it up perfectly in the beginning, then I'll be set for life, right? Oh, or if it's not, if I'm not getting the results I want, it's because my little perfect thing isn't perfect, right? Yep. And you just never stop iterating and experimenting. Mm-hmm. And Michelle just told the story of like how many things she had and all this drama. But every year since she started her business, she's been making like really good fucking money as she was experimenting.
Yes. It's been an upward trajectory every year, which is exciting. But also sometimes hard to reconcile, like, am I really shutting down this multi-six-figure business in order to just say, like, I'm focusing on this thing? And every part of me is going, mm-hmm, yeah, no, that's what I'm doing. Like, this feels right. This feels smart. This feels like the next iteration. And I think that there's also a big mindset shift here of, like, and as a former actor, I see, you know, the When I Grow Up coach was almost a role that I played, even though it's me. But felt like a, you know, this is my moniker. This is my persona. And now I'm like, no, I'm the fucking CEO of 90 Day Business Launch. And so to kind of step into not disconnecting or detaching from owning the fact that I'm still a coach, but to say, I'm the CEO, I'm a business coach within a kind of different framework than I've always seen myself, than I was taught, than I was, you know, is like really scary because now it feels like I go from, oh, I have this little coaching, I'm a little coaching thing, I'm the One I Grow Up coach, isn't that cute and nice? Like, I'm CEO of 90 Day Business Launch.
It's kind of like, tell me if you, if it, this resonates, but it's almost like before, so much of it was based on like Michelle, the persona.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now it's like Michelle's the CEO of this body of work and this intellectual property that is, has been proven to get people amazing results. And your job is to like get it in the hands of more people.
Yep. And I'm hoping, and now for the first time, I can really see a clear path to like selling my business in 20 years when I'm ready to retire and actually having someone that could buy it and getting a lot of money because I have this proven process, this proven formula. I could see where, if and when I want to bring on other coaches or a salesperson or whatever, it's so much easier and clear cut than, oh, do you want to buy the When I Grow Up Coach with my like five programs and my list of thousands of people, but also some are interested in this and some don't want this thing. And so, like, no, nobody wants that. So there's also that, you know,
make it easy for people to like say yes to it by making it simple, right?
Yes.
There's just one offer. I help you do this one thing.
That's it. Yeah. And I can't wait, like building my new website. Just like, yeah, here's my Work With Me page. And, you know, if someone wants to do it one-on-one, there's a little FAQ section. Can I work with you one-on-one instead? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. Here's the structure. Here's the pricing. Let me know that's what you want to do. Like, I don't need a separate pay. I don't need a separate thing. I don't need a
Simpler.
That's it. Simple. Streamlined and simple.
Yeah. It's just so interesting because when we were emailing each other about recording this podcast, and you told me like, I can just like put all my numbers out there. We can just have an honest conversation. Yes. And I was just thinking, like, I'm talking to, you know, a bunch of other, you know, coaches who are at the multiple six-figure level and even those who have surpassed a million. Mm-hmm. And it's just so interesting to me the kind of different experiences people have.
Yeah.
Because some coaches are just really tired at the multiple six-figure level. And kind of sounds like you were a little bit tired before.
Yeah, you're not going to be tired anymore. Well, it's so funny you say that, right? I'm tired of overwhelming myself. I'm never tired of my clients. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never tired of the work. I mean, I think 2020 has made everyone super tired, but also I'm like kissing the ground that I essentially, you know, I made this almost the same exact amount of money as I made last year. Like, I have proven that I have a business that is sustainable and certain and stable and solid and like, yay, amen and hallelujah. But also, if I ever have to run four programs at a time,
right?
Don't get me out of bed. I can't do it anymore. So there's definitely that piece too of I am craving more bandwidth. I am craving more space. I'm craving just a different pace. And I think this is really going to help.
Yeah. I love that you just took these 12 years to get to where you are today. And like I said, each year you're making great money. Each year your sort of platform and your name was getting bigger and bigger. You were impacting more and more clients. And you wrote a book, you wrote like two books, right?
I wrote one book that was traditionally published.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay, whatever. You wrote two books.
Yeah.
And you just, and it, like, yeah, you might've been tired when you're running five programs, but also you were also having so much fun.
Yes.
And that's just so apparent when you interact with Michelle's business, that it's just like so much joy and fun infused in it. Yay. Which is why I chose her as my coach in the first place.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's my creative outlet in a lot of ways, sometimes for better or for worse, right? Like, I was a performer and then I became a business owner, and my, like, in so many ways, it scratches that creative itch.
Could not agree more. I feel like I'm not a performer in that way, but like I consider myself, I'm a writer. I'm like a writer. Well, and like my business is how I like write.
Yes. Yes.
And everybody has a thing. Your thing doesn't have to be writing or acting, but use your business as your creative outlet. 100%.
I love it.
So anyway, I was saying, like, something that I really want to teach my clients is how to scale while like not running yourself down to the ground. And because my experience of scaling to a million over this past year was so, I don't want to say easy,
Oh, but say it. Kind of
easy.
Say it. Say
it. Was kind
it
of easy.
Loud.
Not because I didn't work incredibly hard. Not because I didn't like take a lot of risks and have a lot of emotional drama and have a lot of pain. All of that check. But at no point did I feel overwhelmed, and it was very. And I think it's because I kept everything so simple, right? Like I just had one offer at a time. Like I focused on building demand for that one offer. Yes. And I'm like, I look back and I'm like, oh, that was brilliant. Everybody should do that.
It's totally true. It's totally. And I talk to my clients about following the easy.
Oh
my God. And I spell it EASE-Y. Cause I'm easy. Like, you know, just kind of how you described it, that it's not like, oh, this is so easy. I could do it in my sleep, or this causes me no angst, but just like when I'm doing this thing, when I'm looking at this thing, when I'm working on this thing, there is a sense of ease. There's a sense of connection. There's a sense of flow for the most part. It's not what we're happening all the time. And we've been programmed to be like, no. We have to pay our dues. We have to climb the mountain. We have to hustle.
I need to create a morning routine and do it, and do an hour of yoga every day at the same time.
And fight the patriarchy and eat my green smoothies and all those things. Otherwise, yes. And I feel like it's a trick, and no one trusts it. I'm just like, what? That's a trick. Like, yeah, it is a trick. It's like the best trick that if something feels easy, you follow it and do more of it.
Do you think that's why you might have resisted it for yourself or so?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Tell me more.
I'm also, not to get into the therapy territory, but I was a very overscheduled kid, and I'm someone who's just very used to being busy, and I'm a super extrovert. So, when you hear that advice to nothing should be a yes unless it's a hell yes. I want a hell yes to everything. I want a hell yes. Like every conversation, I want a hell yes. Every happy hour, I want a hell yes. Like
we're not multi-passionate, we're omni-passionate.
Yes, I love that. And that's not to say that I do need my downtime. I do need my pajama days.
Yeah.
I do need my alone time. I need my Netflix time. I need, sure. But I think that for me, I do best when things are busy. And that's just my kind of default. I would say too, my default setting is overcomplicator, which is funny because I'm that's for me, but for my clients, I'm able to simplify.
I think that's
things.
So that's weird. Like the vast majority of us, I think. So, don't you think?
It's so weird. So every single person that, I hire as a freelancer who I bring on for my team, I will tell them that, and I'll say, just so you know, I never want to overcomplicate. I want you every single time to say, Michelle, I'm stopping you because you're overcomplicating, and here's how we can make things easy. And I go, thank you.
I love that you're talking about this because you're modeling that it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like you can be a star coach and make multiple six figures and be in your 12th year of business and still be working on not overcomplicating everything.
Sure.
You're still human.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, for sure. And, letting go of the reins a bit. This is going to be this new iteration of my business is going to be such a test. And, and I'm not a micromanager. Anytime I bring on, a VA or something, I'm like, I do not want to have to triple check your work. I do not want, I just want to hand things off to you and it magically happens and I can trust it. And don't make me do that. But there are certain things that I go, I just hired an Instagram manager for my new Instagram account. And, she writes the post and I'll be like, can you put this comma here? Can you put this thing here? And I just have to sometimes stop myself. Be like, just let her do her job. And who cares if the comma's there? That's going to be a good lesson that I'm going to have to work through.
I think when you let go of the small things, and it's there's so many things are the small things. And when you simplify your life and your offer and your business and you let it be easy and simple and elegant, like if you do that, your life will be so much easier. And I think that you're putting yourself on the path to greater sustainable profitability.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the reason that actually so few people manage to be able to do it is because, like you, I think so many people are like we don't know, like our normal is just go, 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 go all the time.
Yes. Yes.
So that it's almost like how we learn to feel okay is if we're really busy and if there's always like something happening.
Yeah.
And when things kind of slow down and things are not as complicated, it's almost like our nervous systems get on like high alert. Like something must be very wrong right now. Yes. We're in danger.
Yes. Yes. We're more scared of the stillness and the silence than we are of the like emergency that we have created. And I think going back to being like internet business dinosaurs, I think that what was shouted over the megaphone back then was like, you need to diversify your income streams. And so you need, you know.
Oh yeah, that was a whole thing back then, wasn't it?
So you need one-on-one coaching and a group program and you need a membership site and then you need like,
and a product.
And then you need a product. Like you need all these things because you need to diversify your income streams. And so I still think that there, and I never, and I hadn't thought about this till right this second. I was like, yeah, I think that's still stuck in there somewhere of like building that diversity within your business. And, you know, that funnel, like my smart business coach, just like, oh, well, I need a place for the discoverers. And then when the discoverers are done, I need to bring them to the launch. And then when the launchers are done, I need to build them to the building. And then I'm okay letting them go to someone else, right? Like I could create something beyond that first building mastermind that goes, whatever. But that's been like drilled down of that's your funnel and that's how you hold on to your clients.
And the thing is, in so many ways that worked.
Uh-huh. Yep. It did.
In many ways, it's a great thing.
And it does.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But it takes a long time to get there. And I think that, you know, it could be very overwhelming and harder to market.
Yeah. Because you're marketing five different things and you're like dividing your brain power.
Yeah. And I think it's just whiplash too. I mean, you know, anyone that goes to my Instagram account now, it's like, you know, am I talking about discovery? Am I talking about building? Am I talking about launching? Who knows? Is this right for what? Why am I following her? I'm not, you know, I don't have a business. Right. Why are you talking about building your business? Like, so I love the clarity that's going to be at like, go to 90 Day Biz Launch on Instagram. Launching your business.
What would your advice be to somebody who like wants to have a whole bunch of different offers and thinks it's really fun and is sort of torn in within where one part of them is like, you know what, like constraining it down to, you know, fewer, simpler offers. Like I can see the merit of it, but then I don't want to let go of all the fun, all the things that I can do. Right?
Totally. And I don't, you know, I work exclusively with highly creative, multi-passionate women. So I don't want to throw the handcuffs on anyone and be like, I would not say everyone needs just one offer. Right. But what I will say is you can do everything, just not at the same time. That business owner, start at what feels easiest to you, E-A-S-E, easiest to you. And really, like you talk about, show up for that program, for those clients, really see how it works. That's why I tell my 90-day business launchers, listen, if you want to go rogue, you can. But I will tell you over and over and over again, you start your business with one-on-one clients because that is where you are getting the most experience. Mm-hmm. You're getting the most up-close look at how someone is
doing. Can't skip it. Hold on. I just want to pause it. Yeah. Listen, everybody, this is so important. Please do not try to skip the part where you do a lot of one-on-one coaching. Yes. Everything that Michelle just said, I just want to like tattoo it to every surface. It's like, it's not something annoying that you like, that's like, it's not like less fun, less sexy. This is where you build your muscle as a coach. If you want to be great at selling group programs and memberships, whatever, how the hell are you going to know exactly how to speak to the people who need it, exactly how to solve their problems and actually solve the problems of like, because let's say you're a subject matter expert in one area of like life coaching, right? Are you confident that you can help anybody who comes in the door who like wants help with that problem? Like any kind of human being with any kind of like life thing, right? Like how are you going to develop that rock solid expertise and confidence? Mm-hmm. You can't fake it. You have to earn it. And how you earn it is through one-on-one coaching.
Yes.
It's so important. Yeah.
I'm going to add to that too. And what would even do you one better is if you do those one-on-one coaching clients and sessions and you take a fuck ton of notes And yes! After every call, you do a download of like, and this is why I started off as a career coach for creatives, because it was like, not only was I able to really solidify my process, really know what I'm putting out there that works for people, really know their trajectory. Like, you know, once you work with a half dozen clients, you know, in session 4, kind of usually what you're walking into, you know, session 8, they're exactly freaking out about X, Y, Z, and then able to, or put that into a group program, then you're going to knock it out of the park, because exactly, your clients are going to be freaking out about something. You're going to go, I know that you're freaking out about, and they'll go, whoa, how did you know that? Well, it's because you've done this work. But I always use this Venn diagram of like, you need to also do this work and figure out what's the overlap between the work you love doing, who you love doing it for, how you want to show up, and what those people want.
Want to pay right? lots of money for.
Yep. And so if you are a general life coach and you could get people in the door, I find it's really hard for general life coaches to get clients. But like, if you're a general life coach and you're like, hi, I'm a brand new life coach, I just want to work with anyone on anything. If you're stuck and you need someone to help you get to a different place, I'm here.
But can like, I have an idea about you?
Yes, please.
I have a theory that there is no such thing as a general life coach, because if you are going to be successful as a general life coach, even if you help all the people, you have to come at it with a very specific like lens, very specific like personality and like your own methodology. Like, this is my thing. And with this, with my unique thing, I help all the people with all the things, right?
Yes.
There has to be something unmistakable about you.
Sign that. I mean, it's the branding piece. It's your story. It's, you know, and I think there has to be some sort of commonality with who you work with.
Yeah.
Even if that's the commonality, who you, or like the one thing that kept coming up for every single one of those clients that, you know, you nail and you hit out of the park and you love working with them on, like, then that's the thing.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. The willingness to put in the work, the willingness to experiment, that's so, so important. Mm-hmm. And I think like people just like to admire me for just like selling out all my launches and being such an amazing coach and being having all the answers to everything. And I'm like, how do you think I got here? I didn't like, this didn't fall from the fucking sky. Right. I coach like a bazillion people, like a bazillion hours a week, one-on-one for years. Right. And like, I have earned like any, like I just, somebody starts talking for 10 seconds and I know exactly how to coach them. I can see through them. I'm like, I want everybody to have this. And I know you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
You know your client inside and out. Not only does that make you an effective coach, it makes you so much, so good at marketing and selling.
Yes.
So please like enjoy the work of putting in the one-on-one coaching hours. Like, it will pay you back so
Yes. Yes. I say my equation that I made up is time plus experience equals trust plus confidence.
Okay,
Hold on.
I want to add something. Time plus experience, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Plus evaluation and learning.
Yes. Thank you.
Because you
thank
said you have to take notes, right?
Yes.
Like, I call that evaluation, but it's like you don't just keep doing the same thing without like an active critical thinking, curiosity about, okay, what worked here? What didn't work here? How would I do it differently next time?
Thank you.
That's what allows you to like get better with each iteration instead of doing the same thing every time.
Yes. I'm updating my equation and I won't give you a little ass.
No, but I like your equation.
That's exactly right. No, but that's exactly right. And I tell my clients, and it's hard. They look at successful coaches like us and say, oh my God, I want to get there. And I'm behind and whatever. And it's like, we are 10 years in, you know what I mean? Like you cannot, why you need to start walking the path of time and experience. And I have my 90-day business launchers, you know, day 70, day 80, day 89. I'm literally, when we're recording this, it's the night before my big group is launching, and you know, they're coming into the Mighty Network group and they're like, but I don't feel confident. But I don't feel like, oh my God, is this business going to fail? Like, I don't, I'm thinking about the other business ideas I have. And what if I, and I say to them, I would be worried if you like were confident. I would be worried if you weren't thinking about failing right now. And the only thing that you could do is just keep going. Like, you've taken these 90 days. This is the first part of the time plus experience. You've proven that you commit. You've proven that you show up. You've proven that you could, you know, follow the directions, make it happen. You have your marching orders. Like, you've proven this over and over and over again for 90 days. Now you get to keep going and gain the experience.
Yes, I completely agree. You know, I'm going to float another idea, but I have this theory that life coaches who want all of the confidence and the competence from day one, and they are not willing to put in like years of experimentation and learning and putting in the one-on-one work to really make it and be successful, are actually doing this because their subconscious is subtly disrespecting their own profession.
Ooh, that's super interesting.
If I want to be a doctor, I don't expect to become a doctor in a day or even a year or even 3 years. I'm like, okay, I got to take all these classes in college. I got to take this really hard test. I got to get into medical school, like studying so hard in medical school for 4 years or I have no social life. And then I go to residency and then I get paid like nothing. And I work like a slave for 3 years or 2 years or whatever it is. And then maybe after that I start work, right? So doctors have great pride in their profession. Their profession is very prestigious. And so they're like, yeah, I go into hundreds and thousands of dollars of debt and I put in like years and years and years like being poor and like working my butt off and having a miserable life to become a doctor. Of course it's worth it. It's what we do. But I think inside us, like life coaches, like so many of us don't take our own profession as seriously. We think it's like, we almost like think it's like a hobby, and we don't think what we do is as important or as prestigious or as substantive as what a doctor does. So it's like we get impatient with the journey. Whereas if we respected our own profession as much as doctors do, then we would be willing to go for the long haul, to run the marathon, to give it whatever it takes and not whine about investing and not whine about not everything being handed to them on a platter on month two.
Right. Yes. I co-sign that entirely. And I don't want to put blame on the certification schools, but I do in a way, because I think what's sorely lacking is business help. And I remember being in my certification program for 2 years back from 2007 to 2009, and they had business building classes that were like required. You had to take 10 of them. And they were an open Q&A format. And every single week I would lose my mind, Simone. You can imagine me like that.
Was it kind of, you'll figure it out as you go.
Oh my God, no, it was literally, and because it was a Q&A format, there was just every single week I would sign in to like write it down on my log so I could get credit, and I would work on something else while half listening. It was one person that's like, where do I order business cards?
Oh my God.
Being like, what do I have on my website every single week? And I'm like, what is going on?
I love now that I'm getting salty Michelle. Salty Michelle's the best.
But here, this is why I'm still like frustrated and mad about it. I have a current client that is back at my school getting her certification. And I was like, tell me about the business building classes. She's like, no, there aren't. I was like, there aren't at all. She's like, no. I said, tell me about, you know, being taught how to do group coaching, one-on-one stuff. She's like, no, they're not teaching coaches how to do group coaching.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm doing. Like, what are you even talking about? So I feel like it's related to back to my acting days, where you could be trained to be the best actor in the whole entire world, but if you don't know how to market yourself and sell yourself and treat yourself as a business in a way, then like, probably aren't going to get anywhere.
And then to be, you know, to play devil's advocate, you can only teach so much in a 6 month or 8 month or a year, whatever curriculum, right?
Yes.
And so I think you can go into a certification program thinking like, this is going to set me up. I'm going to have everything I need. And on the one hand, that's true in the sense that like, in the sense of like, there's like sufficiency, you like believe in what you have and you get resourceful with it. Yes. And on the other hand, like, no, that's like year one of medical school. You're not
right. But really, at least with medical school, there's that funnel into residency, into like, okay, you're going to get what you need. So by the time you're out, and I wish what the coaching schools did, and this is what I'm hoping to start doing with 90 Day Business Launch, is to approach those schools and say, hi, I know you give no business building help, and therefore coaches
aren't making money.
Aren't making any money. Most of them are failing. They can't.
And they think it's their fault.
A million percent. Like you need a flow. You need a great. You are here, you're going to, this client is spending $8,000. Like, you are getting all the skills. You're getting every tool in your toolbox. We are going to teach you how to be a kick-ass coach. You're going to be ready. But yeah. if you want to learn how to be a business owner, then here's where you need to go. Like, yeah. we will filter you to this, we'll filter you to Michelle, we'll filter you to Simone, go yeah. forth. And they don't do that. I think that they wind up a lot of the times promising you're getting the whole package. And
they're not.
These coaches leave and they're like,
ooh. And I think like even so much worse than that is the shame that coaches feel yes. that they weren't able to figure it all out by yes. themselves without investing more. Like mm-hmm. this thought is so toxic. It creates mm-hmm. so much shame. Like I should have been able to figure it out on mm-hmm. my own. I mm-hmm. shouldn't need to invest again. Like mm-hmm. again, just like I just take you back to the medical school analogy. Of right. course you should invest. Right. You're like investing right. for a lifetime right. of a career for, that's going to make you money right. for a lifetime, for expertise right. for a lifetime. Right. Of course you want to invest year after year right. and don't scrimp. Like nobody would right. say like, well, I'm too cheap to go to medical school if you really want to be a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's coupled with the message from society and the world that is still so prevalent even in 2020, 2021, that like being a business owner is not stable. It is not stable.
Oh, such a
like,
lie.
You know, it's such a lie. I will yeah. get super.
Oh, and like running a business is so hard and painful. I mean, like it is, but like just because life is.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I like to say I'm not the type of business coach that's like unicorns and glitter and rainbows and mambas and like everything is amazing all the time. I'm like, no, what stress do you prefer? Your career exactly. is stressful no matter what. Like there yeah. is stress that comes from being an employee yeah. where you have to abide by someone else's rules and time clock and salary and everything else, but
and yay, counting your vacation days.
Counting your vacation days, but like, yeah, you get benefits. And yeah. you get a determined yeah. amount of money yeah. every 2 weeks in your bank account. Like, great. Or would you rather be authentic 24/7, work on things that you care about, call the shots, take vacation when you want, only answer to yourself, work yeah. with the people who you choose, but have the stress of like having to find your next check.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's always what I say to my clients. Like, that's it. You know, as to whether, should I be an entrepreneur? I think that we think it's easier because that's our
it gets easier
stress level. Yeah, yes. It gets easier, but yeah. the beginning work is like, I tell my 90-day business launchers, hi, you're in Learning Curve City right mm-hmm. now, and mm-hmm. you will not leave Learning Curve City for at least a year. Every single yeah. thing you do as a business owner for your first year from like pre-launch until, yay, 1 year, every single thing you do is going to be a learning curve. And I
that's
think
a very
that's
nice way
really,
of saying it's going to feel like balls.
Yeah, it's going to feel like balls. It's ball city. I might use that instead. But it's also hard because we're grownups, right? Like so many of us are so settled in the careers we've already chosen and, you know, being respected in those fields or, you know, being, I work with stay-at-home mom sometimes and just like, this is my role. This is how I'm seen. There's this huge identity shift. Like we're 30 years old. We're 40 years old. We're 50 years old. Do we want everything to be a learning curve and feel so hard? Like we have to adjust like crazy to that. And you really yeah. just have to say, okay, totally. I surrender. I'm coming along for the
and
ride.
We need to make and then, like, that more proactive. Normal, right? Like I think there's so much shame of like, oh, I'm the only one who's floundering, lost. And if yes. I were more, whatever, disciplined, more hardworking, smarter, whatever, then it wouldn't feel so bad. I wouldn't be in such a steep learning curve. But right. no, like we need right. to make that normal. Like it's no, you are building your, that's how you build your entrepreneurial
yes.
muscle.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And I just want everybody to know that like before I became an entrepreneur, like if somebody asked me like, oh, are you a self-starter? Because you need to be a self-starter to own a business. I would have been like,
ooh,
I don't think
taker.
I am.
Ooh, a right. risk taker. You need a high, like you need to love risk.
Yeah, but there's like some kind of personality no. trait that you need to have. The thing is like I went into it, I would say without any of those traits, like I didn't know how to be a self-starter. I was like the biggest procrastinator and I didn't know how to take risks. But you know, I built my risk tolerance. I built my self-starter muscle like a teensy mm-hmm. little bit at a time. It's like somebody who goes to the gym for the first time mm-hmm. in their lives and just starts by like walking 3 minutes at the treadmill.
Yes.
Right? Like that's how yes. I started. And that's yes. where you can start. And yes. what kept me going was not being great at it, but because like there's this thing in my heart where this is like my passion, right? Yes. And I love the work so much, and I love yes. the work people that I work with so much. And please, like if you have that love and that passion, please be willing to be that person at the gym who's starting at with a 3-minute walk on the treadmill.
Thank you. Oh, I love that.
You need
that.
The entrepreneurial personality. Fuck that.
My God, not at all. Yeah, and I use the workout analogy all the time with like getting started, and especially since I'm working with these, you know, pre-business owners where, well, how do I do that? How do I sit down? How do I make the time? And I'm like, it's like when you go to the gym, what do they say? The hardest part is actually getting dressed and getting out the door.
Yeah, putting on the shoes. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like yeah. getting dressed for your run and going out the door. And I said, I promise if you make that bet with yourself that like, okay, all I need to do today is put on my running shoes and walk out the door.
Exactly.
And once I walk out the door, I have full permission to walk back in the house and yeah. take the running shoes off, and not like 9 times out of 10, you will go for your yeah. run. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, after you get through the first really hard 5 minutes, you're going to go, okay, I'm really glad I did that.
So yes. That's how it is at every
hard
stage.
To hold. Yes. Yeah. You know, 13 years in. Yep. Yep. Yep.
We're going to keep saying that until we die. So we normalize it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Michelle, totally. This is like the most fabulous conversation. It's very cathartic for me. I don't know about for you.
I can't believe it. It was forever ago. I remember like coaching you.
Oh, and tell everybody what I said to you when I first came to
Okay,
you.
Can I tell you?
Please.
Can I tell everyone? It's funny. Before you officially signed up, and I should have looked this up beforehand, but I will never forget it. We like had an email exchange. Maybe you were on my list for like a little while because I was still a baby business owner. It couldn't have been that long. And you were just like, Michelle, I think I'm going to be your one exception. Like, I think that there is no hope for me. Like, what do you tell someone who just, there's no hope for them?
Did I say there's no, that's so dramatic.
It was something like that. I need to look
I'm
it
sure.
up. So you could like put it in your show notes or something. It was that dramatic. It was just like, I'm really convinced that I'm your one exception. And I'm
like she had a bunch of like really positive testimonials on our website. Yeah. And I
You're
read
like,
them.
That's not
I was
be
like,
me.
I totally believe that you are amazing and all your clients get their amazing results except for me because I'm broken.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And yeah. I forgot what I said to you at the time, but you're right. And that I saw Superstar Simone and I was just like, I don't know what this woman's talking about. She's a rock star.
Set me straight.
Incredible. I won't agree to work with someone who I don't see that with.
Yeah,
and I always, whenever I get that question, I say, oh, no pressure. But anyone who asks me that question winds up doing amazing thing than being super successful. So just like, I'm just going to put that there that, you know, if that's a question you're asking, this is going to be the outcome.
If you're thinking I'm the one that's broken, I'm the one who can't do it.
I'm going to be the one exception. But the difference is that you still showed up. You joined the group. You invested. You showed up. Like I remember your voice. I remember you would like have this image of me on my like coaching chair in my house. This is where I did my sessions over the phone before Zoom and the internet. We didn't even see each other, right? Like we just were on a conference call line. And I think you would like leave your day job and you would be like walking around New York City and I'd be in my apartment in Brooklyn looking at the skyline and like, you know, I have the image of you talking while you just left work and you were walking around and like, you showed the fuck up every time. And I think that's why that's as simple as like every success story starts. It's just, I'm committing to that sliver of belief that I could do this and that this is my time and that I could be successful. And if you just keep showing up for that version of yourself, then like, you're going to be good.
I'm so grateful to like 24-year-old Simone.
Oh,
she was amazing
gosh,
for getting coached and showing up when it was so scary. She had no idea what was ahead of her. She had no idea how hard things were going to be. And she had no idea how strong she was going to turn out to be. And she had no idea what she was capable of. But then, you know what, everybody, like find that person, find that coach who like whispers it to you, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, good. Absolutely. Michelle, how do people find you?
Thank you. 90daybusinesslaunch.com. You could hit the Instagram button or you could just find me at 90daybizlaunch with a B-I-Z on Instagram. That's the only place I hang out.
Michelle, this is part one of many conversations.
Please, anytime, like on the podcast, off the podcast, I'm just like, fuck, man, you're amazing. I love you. FYI, I listened to your Q&A podcast today and I'm already talking about it with my clients. And I'm just like, I'm dropping the link, everyone and every Mighty Network group of everything. Like, everyone has to listen to what you have to say. You're just so real and so truthful and so extraordinary. And I love it. I do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being my first coach. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'll talk to you later.
Yay.
Hey, if you want a shot of fresh inspiration and actionable tips to improve your marketing every single week in your inbox, you better get on my email list. Sign up to receive my free ebook called 20 Unsolicited Copy Tips. It's been known to get people to come out of the woodwork and ask to work with you. So get on that, link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox next time.